as at the time of this recording, a dollar to Naira is 1,500. So guys, what is this snobbish attitude from Nigerians, the Afrobeat listeners, who your streaming numbers does not really reflect in terms of world music? I mean, you guys have the numbers in Africa, but what is this attitude where you think where you stream your music from is superior? Fine, I understand in terms of audio quality or maybe playlisting in terms of where you stream your music. I totally get that. But let's even talk about how Nigerian music industry is faring so far. Nigerian music industry is the largest in Africa, with Nigerian entertainment industry estimated to generate about $14 billion in 2025, according to a site called Society Now. Look at some of these DSPs and their stories. Look at how they started. The audio max came to Nigeria around 2021, I think. Spotify launched in 2021 too, I think. This same Spotify Now, as of last year, they said Spotify sees 284% surge in local music consumption in 2023, according to Business Day, right? The introduction of these platforms has helped some Nigerians, right? I'm not going to say Nigerians in general. Some Nigerians are slowly accepting streaming over downloading from, you know who, maybe Not Just Okay, maybe Ninja Loaded, or wherever it is people download those music from. I mean, it helps you with those notjustokay.com tags. You are not having that now, right? And again, you are able to select the kind of quality of the music, the audio quality, right? So there are different kind of quality. So why is there so much problem in terms of, let's say, for example, let's use Shay Vibe, for example. Shay Vibe celebrated millions, up to a billion, I think, in terms of streaming on Audio Mac, right? And all of a sudden, some people started saying, yeah, we are listening to your music on Audio Mac, or there seems to be some misunderstanding within Nigerians who I feel are living in a bubble. Some are living in a bubble. Some are just playing to the gallery of other people seeing them to have sophisticated taste, right? The kind of music people listen to is another conversation. I'm not sure I'm going to touch on that today. Maybe that's another episode. But when you look at when Nigerians consume music in terms of streaming, you have Boomplay, you have Spotify, you have Audio Mac, you have Apple Music, you have YouTube Music also, right? But when you look at how much people pay in terms of, let's say, premium, I know not everybody does premium, but sometimes for those who don't do premium, which means you are listening, but ads will be running, doesn't mean your numbers, the amount of time you stream does not reflect on how many streams the artist is gaining, right? You are part of the numbers also. And then you look at people who pay also, which means no ads, nothing, like premium content, right? Boomplay, to do monthly subscription for Boomplay is 900 Naira. Spotify also is 900 Naira. Audio Mac is, I think, 650 and 900, depends on the plan. Apple Music is 1,000 Naira. YouTube Premium, which also now includes YouTube Music, is 1,100 Naira. Guys, when you look at the amount that you pay for your music, what makes you think you are a better person that listens to music from Audio Mac because you listen on Apple Music? I've said before, probably maybe audio quality might be different based on what you pay and the platform you go to. I know people compare Spotify to, let's say, Apple Music. Some people prefer Apple Music. Some people prefer the playlisting on Spotify over probably this and the playlisting on Apple Music, right? I understand that. But when it comes to music that you consume, the platform you go to consume it, some people feel once you are consuming them from Apple Music, Spotify, they feel like you are like elite, you are in an elite level. I don't see it. I don't understand it. First of all, let's even discuss what it takes for 1,000 people to stream a particular person. Now, deep that, I don't know, you probably have friends who have tried music, and when you ask them how many numbers they have now, they will just say, Baba, come on, we see they try and more. We get few, right? People don't celebrate 900 streams, but it is massive. 900 streams is okay, it's great. I mean, it's a starting point also, right? But I think I saw a report last year that there are a lot of people, artists, that didn't get one stream on their music, right? Regardless of where you put it, some people have their music on Apple Music and maybe Spotify, and they have less than 20 streams, right? And you have people on AudioMac that have like 1,000, 1,500 streams, 3,000, 10,000 streams. These are big numbers. So I really want to understand. I don't even need to understand it. I want to put it to you. I know probably you are one of the followers of this Here's What I Think episode podcast, right? This is to you also, if you think this way. Because you consume your music on Spotify does not mean you are superior to someone who consumes their music on AudioMac. When you look at the integration of street artists, like let's say Portable, Shei Vibes, and these guys are not even street artists anymore because they are not living where they used to live before, but the audience still kind of like remains the same. And like, let's say some people who are not in the street have integrated to the sound because they love the sound, right? These guys are raking in mad money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So when you think you are on Spotify and you are the bigger, you listen on Spotify, you say, oh, and when people compare numbers and they bring AudioMac of, let's say, Shei Vibes against some artists, and you say AudioMac. Of course, I think I've read somewhere where artists are not really big on AudioMac number based on probably the pay or the way they make the deal. How much percentage of the money gets to like the artist? I think so. But when people are telling you where they consume music and you laugh it off because they are listening on Boomplay or AudioMac, and you think you are better in terms of the class. What class do you have when you are all in the same country where the amount you spend to stream music for a month is less than $1? Be it you are consuming it through YouTube. I don't know how many people consume music via Tidal. I don't know how much. But I mean, these guys seem to be the top guys that really people are really using. So on Boomplay is 900, Spotify 900, let's say 900, Apple Music 1,000, YouTube Music, right? 1,100. Everyone on this category here, you are paying less than $1. This is the state where Nigeria is, right? So why is there some sort of classism among Nigerian music consumers? Is it just down to audio quality? I want to know. Or is it because of the playlisting? I really want to understand. People's big number on Boomplay and AudioMac are big deals, right? They are big deals. I mean, rating DSP you consume music with is as with class. And when you associate it with class, it's actual madness. And I don't know, man. It feels like I'm ranting. Maybe that's what I do a lot of time on this podcast. I mean, when Nigerians consume music, the guy in the barber salon, the guy in the downfall that you guys are going, some guys on Uber, where do you think they consume most of their music? Let's even break it down. There's still a lot of ninjaloaded.com websites where people download music for free. They don't still understand the concept of streaming, right? They just want to, maybe they don't have data, they just still want to play the music, right? And you have DJs, you have these people. Why do you think your DSP, the DSP where you consume your music, why do you think your level is higher than the people consuming it on AudioMac? Do you guys think if you get a gig from any of these platforms, you won't do it? So here is what I think after all the ranting. So here is what I think. I think a lot of people are living in a bubble, and few of them are not in touch with the reality. But for you, who you are in touch with the reality, but you are playing to the gallery to appease those people that have this elite taste. I don't know, in a country where we are the number one in terms of poverty, Yeah. I don't know. If you still think you are elite in terms of where you consume music and your country is shit and your money is shit and the dollar to naira is horrible, if you still think you are elite, you are just silly.